Shalom lachem. Toda shatem itanu kan b'chayim.
Hello. Thank you for being with us here on New Life, the series of educational discussions with Rav Lightman. Hello, Rav Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Yair Leshed. Hello, everyone. And today we want to continue and talk about a fascinating topic, employment. If we look at the state of the world today, we see that employment is not a stable thing like it was 100 or 200 years ago. There are pretty clear things, like there was a train track that needed to go from one place to the next clear place. Today, the place we're living in is changing a lot. And we're going to try to make order in this map of changes to see how we can do it in a better way, to see where we're progressing towards. This understanding will give us a calm, will give us an ability to enter into a new life in a educated manner and not to go like a certain car accident that we don't know how to digest, how to do it, what to do it. We'll look at this. There will be new things. Yael, why don't you direct us? Where are we continuing? If we look again at the world map and we look and see where we are as far as the conditions, we see the OECD world is about 50%, 50 million in unemployment. There are about 20 million unemployed in the European thing. One of every four young people in the Euro area is unemployed. The peak is in Spain. Amongst the youngs, there are about 60% that are unemployed. And Greece and Ireland, there's a lot of unemployment. The biggest numbers are in the young unemployed, and when you ask economists where are we facing, so I understand that the state is not about to improve in the near period, and not at all. And for what? What for? Why should it improve? We want a better life. We want a better life. We want a better employment. So you need to create artificial employment and supply that to them. It could be. So artificial, then give them anyway some monthly salary and that's it. Why should we hold on to these factories? What is this whole thing for? You said that it's going to remain like this for time. No, I'm saying that it will be much more broad and that we will see a percentage of unemployment up to 80 and 90%. So far, until this day, we had crises. There were waves, the trends that went up and down and up and down. This, I would say, was in that they wanted to just make it so that when there was somewhat in the industrial fruits, and we didn't know exactly what to do, how to engage in all this. But nevertheless, humanity needed to work more and to build more, and today there is no need for this, but rather you can supply all the splendor, maybe not all the splendor, but in a rational way, life for all people without engaging them in work, without employing them. Today, a person who works can supply all that we need for 100 people, let's say. So what will the 99 people do? We're used to today. You're talking about going down in the level of life. The level of life needs to balance out anyway. It needs to, we see that it can't be beyond all that I feel like. It can't be. Rather, we are within a closed earth, and there are natural resources and treasures, what it has. We live with what's before us. And also that is going and finishing and ending. We're seeing the numbers also with oil, with gas, with coal. With coal, there's probably for quite a long time still. But each and everything has a limit. And all in all, we cannot break out of Earth. And so whether we'd like to or not, we are living in a limited world. It can't supply us with whatever we feel like. But rather we need to see that our life must be according, it's like, as we call it, according to your pocket. A person needs to live within his means. So it will be restricted, it will be diminished. If our natural resources are diminishing, then we need to find a diminishing within ourselves also. And it means that the people themselves will go through a very big crisis. He's used to having all the abundance that he wants, and he just aspired for more and more, and you're saying, wait, stop. And now we're going to close our pockets, and everything is going in restricting. Well, no, not at once, but we're going towards this, and this is already not dependent on us. It's the same work. We cannot just bring it out of air, what we feel like. And what process does a person need to go through so that he will be able to adapt to this new state, which is very different than what he's used to? He needs to see, to learn how to fill himself from other things that don't demand just like that wasting of sources, the natural resources. And also for that, he doesn't need to just work and to waste both his valuable time in life and also the energy and to exploit others, and all in all, for no need. People need to go through a very big change in life. They need to know that, first of all, we need to supply a rational, necessary life to each and everyone. What does that mean? The meaning is that people need to have a home, a family, health, security, food, all the necessary things. First of all, for rational sustenance. It's some level of life in which people have, let's say, what an average person has today that works and supplies what he needs for his family. It sounds like a dream. So if someone will give me that, such a thing, without you working. Even if I did need to work, I would agree. You work now. I'm working from morning till night. Both me and my wife are academicians, and without the help from the parents, we wouldn't be able to even to make it. There's nowhere to go down from. I'm already on the bottom like that. No, I understand that you're an economist and in your profession, and that you have a healthy approach towards life. But nevertheless, it all depends on how we build our lives, how your children take on their extracurricular activities, what is demanded of them in order to go to school, all sorts of services that you're paying for to the municipality and to the all the things that we need for live. This is in a whole collective of things that we need to supply, but all in all, we need to let a person have enough to live without him being concerned about finishing the month. A dream. Well, okay. So, by you having a home, clothing, education, health, food, of course, everything in a rational manner. That's it. That you have, and that's what we need to aspire for. Now, if we will be concerned that in average, each and every one that will receive it rationally, let's check how much we need to work without aspiring for anything that is beyond rationality. How do we calm down this desire? Because there's a very strong desire. I said already, by us starting to develop sources of supply, of filling in a different way, and not by you having 1,000 rags in your closet. But what other additional supplies of filling can a person get? A person can live with a few pieces of clothing, with a normal home. That's something that he wants to stab his neighbor's eyes out for, what he has and what he has, and not everyone has to have two cars and and we don't need to fly to some place specifically for that's where he'll have his vacation. Rather, a person lives from satisfaction of life, and it is completely not dependent on how much he takes. It has to do with the relations between people, the attitude, and how we accustom people to forms of connection between people. That's how one fills himself. We can come to a state in which specifically in a corrected society, the right society, that form of life which is rational will fill him. It will fill him. Let him fill himself with activities, with a new education, with all kinds of things that, after all, the question is simple. If we nevertheless are cascading to a state in which let's say those 60% of the younger people, in Spain, they were to be unemployed in all the countries. We'll have to think what we're going to do with them. Do you estimate that this is going to happen? Oh, for sure, and even more. There's countries, let's say, in the Far East. In Japan, there's only 4% unemployed. In China, the same thing. And also in Holland. That's what we think. What do you mean they think? In Germany, 5%. These are wrong calculations. Well, maybe that they're calculating it differently. I assume that they would also estimate it differently, but let's not go down to the numbers. Let's talk generally. There are countries where the state is catastrophical today already, and there's places where it's pretty great today already. What do you think about the countries where the places are more or less pretty good, like China, Japan, Holland? What about them? Where do you see that that's going? In my opinion, I see the world in which in the upcoming decade, it will come to such percentages of unemployment, like in Spain, in all the countries. In all the countries? In all the countries. You don't need these people. You don't need the industry. You don't need anything. Sorry. And if you put in all the new technologies, like 3D printers and all kinds of things like that, you don't know where you're coming, what you're coming to. You come to a state in which you don't need human beings. So why isn't there unemployment there now? In all these countries. I gave you an example. China, India, Germany, also in Israel, by the way. We're in a transitional state. No, there is hidden unemployment, and it's just not seen. Factory workers are not let the ability to fire people. There's a certain subsidy from the government to not fire people, to keep workers in there. There's all kinds of artificial ways of doing this. We can still sustain somehow the percentages of unemployment in a different way. Let's do it so that there won't be one teacher for 40 students in a classroom. Maybe he'll be for 10 students. We can do that. We can do many things, yes. But we're not built for that. What does that mean? We need to truly do scrutiny on our whole society, our whole attitude towards the new generation, towards retirement homes. There still are sources, work sources. There are places to employ people. But our approach towards human society, towards the new order, is not right. And what the society is demanding. And therefore, we have unemployed. Please. You need to spend a lot of money in order to give them a profession, to millions of people so they will be teachers, to millions of people so they will be so be able to give care to the elderly. So there is a horizon. So you just opened several millions of jobs, relatively, because what people engaged in previously is about to run out, to be ended, meaning in the industry, in workplaces where you operate in a production worker, or let's say in the economy, the whole financial system is about to receive a big blow. Industry, economy, finances, this whole bubble is going to completely change. Millions of people and numbers, you know how many lawyers you have in every corner, and so on and so forth. All those people, in the end, are basically, for the time being, are just kind of creating work for themselves. And other several laws, and others, there are those that each time you need their services, just like the doctors are doing, or there are a few other tests that we need them. And we'll see that everything is changing. If not in a healthy approach in advance, then it'll change by crises. So let's try to do this, not in a general saying, but more in a specifically. So you're saying that what people are producing, there's two things. There's services and there are products. If we're looking at the finishing of the natural resources, we're talking about the industry, that we can use, produce less consumption things, and then we'll see that new technologies are going to enter and free up to the market of unemployed a big number of people. And here you're saying logically, the more that we advance technologically, robotics will replace and computers replace people. The same thing in agriculture, where we're creating things, producing things also. So that's one field where you're saying, for sure, it doesn't matter what country, everything will diminish. Yes. Up to, let's say, 3% of all the population of the work that will work. A certain minimum that needs to operate the system. That's clear. We've been through that. Now, the other part that you talked about here is all sorts of human mutual services, like you said, the law or the financial institutes that are not necessarily necessary in order to live better. This, but life will cause them to diminish as well, and we're going to see a big expulsion from there. And we see that every year, another bigger stadium needed to have all the graduates for law. It's also logical that that will also be finished also. So we put that on the side also. Let's open a third field where you said the trend will be opposite. All the fields of education, of culture, of media, of communications, all the things that are connected. You said that the horizon is in new relations between people. So all those things that I said right now, let's say culture, education, media, connections, communications, these are industries that billions of people work in all kinds of places in the world. And there you said the market will go and grow relatively. It will grow. And also, I haven't taken into account the media. What we're doing right now, for example, I and you right now are working in the media field. We're creating media which will be consumed in the TV or in the internet or in the... If you're talking about the new field, if you're talking about advertisement, then what advertisement do you have? If you're receiving what you need and all the advertisement is working only for you to be getting anyway. So the advertisement will have to do with the things, the concept of supply that we don't need anymore. So there also will be a certain natural selection out of life, and things that are needed for development and for new relations, and the spirit of man will blossom, and the other things will crash. We see that today too. All that is clear. Now, after we've mapped it, these three main areas, I want to come back to the political global way. There's places that in the world that are in a crisis already, in a crash already, like in Spain. And there's places like in the Far East and other places where the place right now is, the times are good right now. The state in them is good because they're still producing what is brought to them from Europe and the United States to produce. But that too is going to go and finish. That too will burn out. Yes. And then in a few years also, we're also seeing it already now. It's not that we're not seeing it on the horizon. We do. China is entering into a slowdown and all these things and all the whole Far East. I understood. I would like from here to advance onwards. I just want to see that you don't have questions here. So I do this matter that not everyone is feeling the crisis in an equal way right now. Like Oren said, there's places where you don't even feel the crisis, but you actually feel growth. And there's places where the crisis is truly harsh, where the citizens are feeling it. There's a really diminished state, a deteriorated state. What's the difference today from those that it did happen to them and those that didn't happen to them? It will come. In the world, you have a Western civilization, which is Europe and North America, and you have all the rest of the world, which is about a few decades or a few years behind them. But it's happening. Why is there a difference between them? Because it's a difference in the social development, in the technological development, in everything. And the fact that artificially the West threw all their factories to the Far East, so artificially it's been done. And I see in this only some trigger, they say, some stimulus for the development of the society there in the Far East, and it's bringing them very quickly to the same state, just like in Europe. So after a few years, maybe a few decades, this will end too. They will come to the same state, to the same form of development like in Europe. And actually, these factories, the Europeans don't even need to take back, because there will be new technology. They will build robotics and all the 3D automation and all that. They will do all the work, and the factories will close down there too. What will we do with all these billions of people? A billion in China, a billion in India. What will they do? The same thing. They will have to build a new society and a new attitude. No one needs them. No one needs them. Very simply. Like in the whole world. And in South America, it won't be the same. It's not important the way. All in all, this whole industry, this whole trade around the world, I see this as a certain means to bring Earth to a unified state. So you're talking about several levels of development that exist in our world. Well, that's for the time being, but by the general media, the internet and all things, through trade and industry, in which these and them are all the time in mutual connection, look at the map of shipping. Look at how the world is connected. The cargo lines. Shipping, but also both by air and sea. But the whole world is connected, and it brings us within several decades to a state in which the whole world is round, of the round world. And this actually is the goal of all of these decades that we were in transferring produce and all the different things that are needed in different places. And what does this all exist for? Only in order to bring all of humanity to one form. Soon it's about to end. It's already in a deterioration, in a descent. Don't tell me about India and China. There are problems. There are endless problems there. And specifically now, as we're starting to also close factories there, and this is all starting to truly be threatening on the governments and in general on the population. There are those that claim, by the way, that in tomorrow's world, Chinese will be more important than English because the business is moving to China. What business needs to be there? There is no business there. Business does not move to any place. That's for the time being. These are processes that are happening like, you know, in a sea that has the waves. So there's these waves and those waves, and they're coming from here and they're coming from there. That's what's going on in the world, a mixture. But in the future, what trade, what industry, what business? There is no business. Look at Japan. There is none. It's all going to end. There is no state in which this crisis is going to pass. They already talked about this all these years from the break of the crisis till now. You're talking about 2008, yes? How about the crisis is ending? The crisis is ending. The crisis is ending for the first time now. I'm sorry. For the first time now, till 2014, we have a negative forecast. The crisis is about to continue. I'm already reading and hearing from people that they don't have already what to say, that they're already agreeing. They're putting their hands up in the air and they just don't know what will be, how it could be better. For the first time after 4 years, 5, 6 years, how long has it been? 5 years. From 2008, yeah, 5 years. For the first time. And when I was 5 years before the crisis talking about this, no one even paid attention to this. The world, everyone laughed at me. Take all our archives from our discussion. So this is interesting. So let's go back to the countries from the Far East to the European countries. There are countries in Europe like Germany, Austria, where there's more or less 5% unemployment, Scandinavia. That's not right. You're telling me that that's not 5%, that it's 5 plus? Yes. Okay, so plus. I'm talking about relatively. Well, relatively. And with that, next to them, there's Spain, Italy, and Greece. So Germany did a certain trick in the whole European Union that the unemployment is there and they're not. So the countries that are now in a problem with unemployment, there's that don't almost have a problem. What's your thoughts about that? It's the same thing. We're also considered in a good state. How many percentage here? We're talking about 6.1 was in May, I think, something like that. Well, that's all on how they count it. So, yeah, those are talking about 11, but relatively the situation is good. What is your forecast for Israel? Israel is a special country. The financial state depends on the state of security, on the international state, whether they're receiving produces for, products from you or not, because you're Israel. But we can't do the same calculation here. It is very hard to have a vision on that. Israel depends on itself. In how it arranges itself, that's how it can manage itself. But it's not that you can count it amongst everyone, meaning how can it arrange itself so everything will be good. I say that now, the big body which is called the world, some of the organs are sick, some of the organs are still healthy. Our health organ is still kind of healthy. I don't want to get this virus to be contagious from it. How can I remain healthy? You cannot remain in a healthy region or area. We need to remain on our own. Meaning, I need to be concerned with and care for our society to be healthy. The society, the socium, meaning that it will adapt itself to the new state. Meaning that it will start to connect and unite, to come as much as possible, if possible, in some pace, to as much as possible equality between everyone, not to produce artificial workplaces that cost a lot of money and are a multitude of much more expensive than just giving people what they need in order to rationally live, but rather engage in the society, in education of also the young ones and also the adults as one, and to make from us a unified society. In that, as we spoke already, not once, in that we truly build the infrastructure for a new society, for a new world, to be the most advanced in that form that needs to be in the world, and in that we will start to build also the industry, also the trade, which is new. In this, everything grows out of people, just like throughout all of history. Just like throughout all of history, we developed from man developing, family developed, the relations between people developed, the whole inner development of man caused social development, from social development to technological development, from technological to industry and trade, and so on and so forth. And we need to understand that all of the development starts from man and around him. Around man, it is built in circles, and therefore, first of all, we need to put an emphasis on education of people towards the new world. So it will be a round world, all connected, people living in a rational manner only, each receiving a certain security, a rational security, so that he has everything in order to exist and not to think about his corporeal physical existence. Rather, each must contribute what the society demands of him in order to maintain what is needed for the society and the country. Can you sharpen a little bit the connection between the social state and our ability to earn with honor and to be employed, and even if we make a little bit, to engage ourselves in something that does gratify us? How to sharpen a little bit this connection? We need, in our education, to come to a state in which people will understand that all of man's work above what he needs causes bad for himself and for the society. There is the necessary level, which we must have, everyone and in equal, and all the rest causes harm. And we need to battle with that, and to battle through education. How can we do that? How can you convince a person today that he is living good and has work through education, ma'am? You're not listening and hearing what I'm saying, because we didn't receive the education at all. So we, therefore, don't understand what we're talking about. We need to build man, both the adults and the young ones, in their attitude towards life. Only in such a way we will be able to take advantage of ourselves, of our potential, and to triumph over the crises, and to go through this whole period in a good and comfortable way towards our future life, which, and this form will necessarily come, if not through education, it can come through big blows. And how can you take people today that don't feel the crisis yet? Because whoever feels the crisis, he has a more willingness to do a certain change and to educate himself, to go through a certain educational change, change his approach. He has a certain interest. Someone who doesn't feel this, he's not under some kind of pressure. He is living good? No. So there needs to be a certain plan that comes from the state that we're putting through in the workplaces, in the TV, in the media, and slowly it trickles, because education is something that today we're doing and we see the fruit after 10 years. So what? And what can you teach those people? That's already educated to the method itself, so that we're teaching them first of all the cause of the crisis, the reason for the crisis, why it's happening and where it's leading us. We're not just taking this out of the air, but from the infrastructure, from nature, from the way of development and the pace of development of humanity. So we're talking today about two populations. One population that's not under, that is feeling already a certain pressure, is in distress, and feels that something needs to change. At least it wants to change things, so it will feel better. Even part of the things of feeling better is that if no one has, or if everyone's feeling in a, living in a state, like a few years ago, no one felt neglected. Everyone felt that all in all, things are working good. I have like others do. We look in many times in a comparison way with others. And there are those that have and don't feel a crisis or any distress, and they need to go through a process that is actually more complex, more long. We need to first of all recognize that they want to go through some process, that there's any need in it at all, and only later you'll be able to go through this process of moving to different processes, meaning those that are advanced, more advancing, and those less. And it sounds like those that are actually in distress right now is actually the one that's leading the world. He is in a more developed state than those that haven't experienced this crisis yet. Well, yes, because necessity directs them forward and pushes them forward. So they're actually the spearhead of our society right now, right? We need to specifically turn to those that are in, that are without work or failing in all kinds of ways. Yes? But only through education. There's no other solution here. I don't understand here so much what is the education. I'll explain to you why. Because it's like there's two different frequencies that are not aimed at the same height. Yeah, because you... Let me describe the problem, then you give me an answer. You're saying that you need to go through an educational system, not just to children like we're used to relate to education, but to each and every person. And we're changing our perception, and the perception needs to, our awareness needs to change, that we as human beings that live on Earth, that have limited resources, can't continue to celebrate and party without end. There are certain things that we need to stop, and within these limitations, we need to get along and live well. And now you're saying that the message to this human race that is living right now in 2014, that there's no point in living, produce, and bring back to nature anything that is beyond our necessary needs. Now, when you come to this, to the general whole of humanity, so far I'm with you, it's all logical and normal. If we divide later the human kind to different layers, because humankind is, there's different layers and different states and different conditions. Most of the population of the world in our, as our financial crisis is getting worse and worse, just as we're talking about unemployment, they're in a state in which they don't have all those things that you said logically all people should be receiving, even without concerning that you should have house, you have food, you have health, and all these things. So if you come and you recommend to me such an agenda, of course I'm for you. I'm very much for it. Because you're down. Not that I'm down. Most of the population of the world and the financial state of the world right now, and more people getting into distress, I would buy with both my hands what you're saying. I called it a dream earlier, a pink world that everything is there. And I wake up in the morning and I ask myself, how can I contribute this to this wonderful society that I can pay? I would sign this contract in advance without even asking my wife about this. Okay. Our Earth can fill us all in a rational way. It can bring each and every one what he needs. The whole problem is in the society. The problem is in the regime, in people, not in industry or trade or finances or economy. The problem is in people, which are not capable of building such a connection between them so that they will be concerned for it, so that at least everyone will have at least that. I'm not saying that everyone will have at all. I'm saying that minimum, yes, at least there should be a minimum in every country, and not in all the countries at once. Well, that's clear. A model to which we aspire to advance to. And we need to come to that. We need a new education. And what will this explain? Let's say I'm asking, what do I need to learn? I in advance agree. Without education or without an education. I in advance, I'm saying that, you know, you can sign me up in advance. We are all with you. Only I will define where I is and what I'm associated. And you're saying that human society is advancing to a future state. We don't know how many years, okay, but you're saying it's for sure there in the horizon in which a person lives, the modern person will live in such a way that he has no concerns about his existence. He has all the things that he needs, and therefore, as he frees up from all those needs of basic sustenance for his family and for himself, he'll be able to contribute all his talents and all his abilities to this wonderful society which arranged this state for him. And you're saying, for that, I need an educational state. I'm like, you don't need an educational state because I would come with you right now. No, because you're coming to me in order to receive. Give me that minimum that you're saying. Exactly, I'm right away with you immediately. And leave me alone. Not leave me. I will even be glad to come and ask you, how can I help? How can I help? I am talented. I am musical. I'll be glad to develop here the musical field because you disconnected the worries about employment and thinking you gave me the Garden of Eden. I was going to ask friends, what do you need here in this Garden of Eden? You need to care for everyone to have the same thing. Wait. It's not like manna that's falling from the skies. That's what it sounds like magic. No, it's not magic. Okay? We need together to arrange such a society. Equal supply, each according to his normal, rational needs. We need to care for these things. You see, I'm already happy. You're just describing it, and I just want this. No, you will need to work. I'll be happy to work in all these things. I'm working today also, but it's not enough for me when I'm working today. Me and my wife are working from morning till night, and we can't even finish the month, and it's not enough for us. And I'd be glad to have such a situation. The moment we start to educate people to such a life, then you have all of a sudden a population of millions that you're saying, I'm saying most of the population. Then we're living in a democratic government, so you need to choose those teachers that will bring you this integral education. You need to choose in them, like as the prime minister or as the minister of finances, the minister of culture, and so on. So please, by doing so, you will slowly change the society, at least the society, and in general, also the political state itself, so that the whole country will not be spinning around just looking of how to supply the elites with what they need. Rather, on the contrary, you will help. You will truly be directed in the direction of equality in the right way, because you have a nation, you have something to rely upon. You're standing here, and let's say behind you, 70% of the population, even more, but let's say, so you're not afraid, so you don't need to play with the industry, with the trade, with all sorts of, you understand, rich people of different kinds, the tycoons, you don't need it. There's a nation behind you. This is what education gives you. Education gives you strength, the force of the masses against which you can't do anything. Education gives you such a power that even the media, which is sold and bought by the elites, can't do anything, because you're teaching them this whole game. You teach the people. You become such a power that there is no other force that can withstand it. There isn't. What can you do? The people don't want. Let's say from 8 million in Israel, 5 million are with you. Well, what? You don't need to do any calculations with anyone. You only do, you take into account with your agenda that you must bring the country to, slowly, gradually, to the sustenance of the integral laws, so that each one will receive more or less an equality, that each will supply for everyone, that the country, the state will take care of each citizen, and you will see all of a sudden you have a lot, also money, also connection, attitudes between people, everything, nothing is lacking. Because truly, according to the calculation, if you do, you'll see that nothing is missing. We're in no deficit here. With that, you are going to fix the healthcare system. The educational system is already organized throughout time. The healthcare system, so it won't work just so that you'll swallow the medicines that someone needs to make money on. And the whole system, the courts and every single thing. If you start organizing it in a new way, you see that all of a sudden, a new society opens, a new socium, new laws, new relations between people. You receive the sources of energy and the an attitude, a national attitude towards them. And you become as an example to the whole world, and everyone will come to this. There's no choice. Again, from the same things, Earth is ending in its treasures. Human society is nevertheless going to deteriorate in its employment. There's nothing more to do. Also, on behalf of the lack of raw materials, and also because there is no more to do. There isn't. People are changing from within. If once you had to have, I don't know, 50 shirts, there is no such thing. Ask the young generation. There is no such thing. As much as the media is confusing them, it's already from within. You need a few rags and that's it. People are stopping to be materialistic like they were previously. I want to ask a question. I see that also Yael is sitting here and she wants to scrutinize. Do you want to continue? I'll ask in a second. Let's differentiate between the picture of life in the Garden of Eden, that's how I call this future society that you're depicting, and the means to get to it. The picture of life in the Garden of Eden, which I have all that I need for me and my children, my family, I have all that I need. I have no concerns for the needs for my existence. I buy that in advance. Now let's look at the means, how we come to such a life. So it won't be a philosophical discussion here in the studio, so that really maybe in 10, 20, 30 years even, I could just sign that this will be the world that my kids will have. So now you're depicting a society in which every person has everything he needs in order to exist. He has no concerns. Only with happiness he contributes with all his ability for the society. Because people are different, each contributes from what he is. Now this picture, this utopic state, is not something that we invented now in 2014. Humankind has been living here for a few years already, and it's been thought about even previously. And then humanity went and developed all kinds of different regimes, different models, how to come to this dream, yes, this life of Eden. And we haven't come to it to any form, not in an equal way, not in an unequal way, and also not competition, not capitalistically. You did it artificially. If you tried to do it throughout history, you did it artificially. You weren't in a crisis. In a crisis which is in all the different areas of your life. You don't have now in your life anything healthy. Everything is sick. Everything is truly rotting. It's rotting, yes. You can continue. I am simply showing you not something better than what we have now. I'm showing you that this is the medicine for the state that you're in as a truly a grave state. You're sick, morbidly. Whether the the world war that they're looking at is that might actually be as a solution. You see what they're saying? But humanity does not see on the horizon anything. It's saying that in another 20 years, maybe even 10 years, the oil will be done. Another 20, 50 years, the gas. Another 50 years, the coal. The special heavy metal, all the different metals will be ending soon. Also, that's on one hand. On the other hand, what will you do nevertheless? What are you going to do with all those unemployed that are going and accumulating more and more? An unemployed person without education, without anything to do, becomes very dangerous. So compared to what you have today, terrorism and all the different dangerous factors that are dangerous to human society, you will have this in every single place. And in what connection between them? They will control the world. You today, in the way that you're not caring for the so-called free society, the society that is free from work, you are developing new, very powerful terror in the world, which will control. So what are you recommending to me? You're saying, take all those that are unemployed and X time will come into bursting out of violence and terror, like you're saying now, and take them all, take care of all of them in life, give them a home, a car, under the condition that he's in my education, in our educational system, ours, as we are opening. The state, you mean? Yes. Let's say Spain. Yes. Schools, in these schools of education, in the universities, in all kinds of places. And what am I learning there? That a person works, that unemployed, the 60% of the younger people that are unemployed in Spain are coming to learn in this new educational system. To learn, what are they learning? They're learning everything. History and geography. What, school again? Wait. In a way of how we have come to the integral world, to a world in which everyone is connected to everyone. And what are the new laws in this world? Because there are new laws. It is completely, completely a world that is not similar to the previous world. What are you teaching them this, by the way, so that they won't go crazy in the streets tomorrow? No, so that you will see in what world you're living in, so you will know how you need to relate today, also to yourself, also to your family, also to human society, also to nature in general, in a way that you're living in a bubble, you're living in an ark, in which we are all close together, and you don't have endless whatever you want. And this is being revealed today. Only you still are not ready to accept this, that you have destroyed all the water in the world, that you are going to destroy all of nature, that you are already living and filling yourself only with food that is completely, you know, how it's made, that there's nothing natural in it, and so on and so forth. And we're not aware, or we're not told how much these things are changing us completely. And that in a few more years also the influence of antibiotics is going to run out, and how are we going to care for people in general? So they're going to go and die. And what result do you want to bring me? You want to change my behavior so I won't be a coerced consumer like I've been in the last 50 years, but rather I will only buy what I need and no more. So not buying, not purchasing will bring me to diminish the excessive consumption. You supplied to me what I need. No, I also caused you to have a different attitude towards other people. What attitude? An attitude in which you become friendly to everyone, in which you also work in the framework of our education. You work in some part of the day that you're working also in all sorts of ways. You can call it volunteer ways. It's not volunteering. This is something that you need to fill your part for the service of the humanity, of the society. And what will I engage, for example? I don't want to say this personally, but in general. And what you're capable. People check and see, and they assign you for something, for the service of the humanity, of the society. Okay, so you're saying there is a certain game of words here. The world has not changed. There's a model of me you added to me some part of development of a new awareness, giving new knowledge for a modern person, which is suited to the new world that we're living in. You educated me not to consume in an excessive manner. On the other hand, you supplied me everything I need for my existence. And on the other hand, you gave me a certain job that is good for my qualifications, in which I contribute my part. In other words, this new world that we're progressing toward, I still have what to do, that I wake up in the morning, which is now this obligation. But this obligation you receive in a different way than you do now. And you don't, you're not afraid that you're not going to have enough to eat. Everything's on you. What am I afraid? You're the one who's afraid. I came to you to this system of the new world. In advance, I signed that I'm going to receive all that I need. Otherwise, you wouldn't see me for a minute tomorrow morning. You promised that I have an apartment, a home, children, education for my kids. Everything's on you. Thank you very much. I'm coming to sit with you with a cup of coffee and a cigarette. Tell me about history. Tell me about philosophy. Tell me about ecology. Tell me about excessive consumption. We'll go out for a break outside together. Everything is good. Yes. And you're signing the check at the end of the month. No, I won't sign for you. Why? Because you're not concerned from morning to night how you're going to supply to others what you can. I will be gladly if, from 9 till 5 you're saying, I come, I'll do whatever you like, as you say. Whatever you want, we'll do. Not that you'll want. You will search how to benefit society. It's like as if these words that I'm saying, that I receive, a person receives everything I already understood. You already exchanged my life of unemployment to a life of parasites tomorrow. Everyone is drugged on all kinds of materials, and the government's paying his home, his apartment, his car, and everything. Any way you're going to pay. This word, education, is going past your ear and not entering inwards. And that we're changing man in this. We're changing society. We are changing. It's like you're saying, well, the system will serve, remain the same system. What, a person doesn't need to eat? He doesn't need a home? He doesn't need a family, children, health, security, all those things? He needs everything. But the connection between everyone changes. What does that mean? You understand that you have the same computer, but you're putting a new software in it, a new program. The connection between its parts, which is called the software, how they work, how they operate each other, this connection is new. Of course, we're living on the same earth, the same person. We're bringing children. Yeah, are they growing up? Yes. Do I need so and so, so many vegetables and fruit and food? Yes. And so on and so forth. What are you saying? You're talking about the hardware, like in the matter, like in a computer. Of course I need it. In that, the world does not change. The connection, that's called education. It gives us a new connection between human beings. And it changes everything, just like the software in the computer completely changes its work. And you receive a new result. What component are you changing inside so that the whole program will change? What button are you pressing? On the education, I am filling man with a new education, with all those proofs that we're receiving from nature. It's not something obscure that I'm in some dream. Yes? I don't live in euphoria or in utopia. I am talking about necessary things that nature is obligating us to do so, and that from research, from study, we see that we have no choice, but we have to move from this form to another form. We're learning from nature all these changes. And only, what are we all in all doing in education? We take an example from nature. We take an example from nature and we pass this example to human society. We today, like stubborn children, don't want to change ourselves. And in that, we're preparing for ourselves very big blows. I'm only recommending not to be stubborn, to look at what's going on in nature, to take an example from it, because nature will win. And it's worthwhile for us to go in accordance with it. Today, we are really, there's people that know many things. There are studies. You're saying that everyone already knows this, that we're in a state which is unsolvable. What is there in man that he's not willing to look and see reality as it is. They don't have the method of education, all those researchers, all those investigators, because they don't have this method, of this form of education, this method of education. Only we have this. Before I get the education, I need to see that things are not right. You're seeing, I'm saying, as a person, I'm constantly convincing myself that everything is okay, that it'll pass. I have all kinds of excuses all the time. That's the simplest work. There's so much, there are so many materials about what's not right if you're not feeling it in your life, that from year to year it's becoming worse and worse. Then we need to open your eyes a little bit so that you will see. There are people that are not capable of doing a certain analysis, a certain scrutiny. I'm saying, all in all, I'm part of nature. I should have naturally look at things, at these things to understand and see them, to see where I need to go. No, it's not right. This is the work that man needs to do on himself. That now, for the first time in our history, we need to make a self-change. Not to change the industry, the trade, all kinds of things, to change ourselves. For the first time, what's the essence of the change? To be integral, like all of nature, meaning connected, united. United? And to that we need to come. Do you believe it's possible? No, then we will do it through blows. You think it's possible? No, I'm saying it's necessary. Nature will necessitate us. Our time is over. Thank you very much, Rav Lightman. Thank you, Yael. Thank you, too, for being here with us. A new life. A connected life. Until next time, all the best.